The Mickey Miles Podcast is brought to you by MEI Travel and Mouse Fan Travel, who will handle your family vacation, reunion, honeymoon, corporate incentive trip, or getaway as if it were their own, bringing premium service and expert advice to help you get the most out of your vacation dollar. Visit them at MEI-travel.com or mousefantravel.com.
Hi, I'm Chitali from Maryland, and I listen to the Mickey Miles Podcast.
This is the Mickey Miles and More Podcast, your one stop for information on Disney races, Disney vacations, Disney theme parks, and more. Now, here are your hosts for the Mickey Miles and More Podcast, Michelle Scribner-McLean, Chris Eliopoulos, and Mike Scopa.
Welcome to episode 429 of the Mickey Miles and More Podcast. My name is Mike Scopa, and with me on the show today is Michelle Scribner-McLean. Michelle, how are you doing on this? Almost, Lustery. It's November. It's November.
Yeah, that's right. The best month of the year, right?
Yeah. How are you dealing? I know that you're a light sleeper, and I'm just wondering, how can you sleep at night with the leaves falling on the ground? Can you handle that? Or do you need air plugs for that? Or?
It's like explosions going off all night long.
It is. I'm okay. My birthday festivities have already started yesterday. I got to go on a dinner train. My friend Pat took me on a dinner train, so that was kind of fun.
Did you eat the train?
The train was fun. We went for an hour one way and then came back the other way.
If you eat too much on those trains, you end up having a big caboose.
Bada-bing. Oh. All right, here's my shout-out. This is one of my favorite types of shouts out, I guess. Our friend Robert Schultz, his wife Mebs, did her first 5K.
Yay, Mebs.
Yeah, nice lady. Ooch. So, yeah, I love that.
In about a year, she's going to be running faster than Rob.
So be doing the dopey if our circle of friends is any indication of...
She eats bacon like he does.
I don't know. Maybe it was a match made over a pound of bacon.
Maybe.
Bacon.
Also with us is the one and only Chris Eliopoulos. Hello, Chris, and I'm sure you have a song for us.
I do. So this is one that you love so much, Michael. It's called Jump Around by House of Pain. Right? You love that one.
I don't know that one.
What? Oh, my God.
What?
It actually, here's the trick. Go to watch Mrs. Doubtfire, and in the beginning when the father is having a party with the kids, that's the song that's playing there.
Right.
But I would play some for you, but you know what? I don't want to mess up copyright rules.
I think you can play 5 seconds of it.
All right, Mike, give us a tip.
All right, my tip for this week is sort of helping an old friend. Mary Waring had a site, and it's called mousesavers.com. She actually has turned that over to a relative, but it's still very effective. And for those of you who have never gone to mousesavers.com, it's a great site to find out all types of discounts, regardless of whether you're going to Disneyland or Disney World. Talks about tickets, talks about all kinds of stuff. So my tip is to visit mousesavers.com and see what it can do for you.
That's where I get my discounts for rental cars, too.
Yep. So Mary was good discounts.
I've been using the same one for about 7 years for a dollar rental car. It hasn't changed.
A lot of people may not know this, but Mary Waring of mousesavers.com was the first host of Mouse Fest, believe it or not.
Wow.
Back in 2003, I think it was. So, anyways, that's that. So, we're trying to cover a couple things today. One of the things we want to talk about is the upcoming Wine and Dine half marathon race weekend. We want to talk about the changes from last year and what people can expect. Many of you who are doing that race weekend are probably already down there, so are on your way. So we just want to cover everything that's going on, and we hope to have a review, because this is a change from last year in the last couple of years where the race weekend, especially the half, was run at night. So what we're going to do is we're going to talk about the different races, and one of the things we want to mention is that there is a Mickey's Holiday 5K, there's a Disney Wine and Dine 10K, and there's the half marathon. And, of course, there's a challenge. It's called Lumiere's Two-Course Challenge, and I believe it's the 10K and the half marathon. But first, we're going to talk about the Mickey's Holiday 5K, and which of you two co-hosts would like to talk about the Mickey's Holiday 5K?
I can start off, Chris, if that's all right.
Yeah, go ahead. Yeah, I know nothing about this race.
I love this race because although Halloween is not my favorite holiday, Christmas is definitely one of my favorite holidays. And this is very much Christmas themed, and people really get into the spirit. So there are lots of people dressed up like elves or Disney Christmas versions of your favorite Disney characters, the race announcers, and Rudy will be at this one because it's East Coast. Carissa, Rudy, and John Pelkey usually get dressed up in some elfin gear, and there are all sorts of fun Disney characters out in on the course. Again, they're dressed up like Christmas types of things, but also this one's at Animal Kingdom, so they actually have had animals that you can stop. I can't remember if there's a reindeer, but there's definitely some animals out on the course too. So this is just a really easygoing, nice 5K. I just really enjoy this one. And the medal in the past has been the rubbery Christmas medal. So I know that the new thing this year now is all the 5K medals will actually be metal. So it'll be interesting to see what this one is.
Yeah, the course starts off at the Animal Kingdom parking lot and goes through the Animal Kingdom theme park. And I'm guessing that Carissa's probably going to run this one, and John and Rudy will be doing the race calling. And that means that those who will not be running the race are in for a treat, because of all the years that I've been down there doing races and of all the times that I've heard the banter is never better than when John and Rudy get together for this particular race. I almost fell on the ground laughing the last time I was able to listen to them just do their shtick.
I was wondering what you're going to say there.
So it's,
they're what?
It's good. Chris, have you ever run in the other than doing the races in January? Have you ever run through the Animal Kingdom?
I'm trying to remember. I guess a couple of years ago when I did One and Done, that went through Animal Kingdom, right?
Yes.
I'm trying to remember. So I did it at night. I mean, that's the only time I've done One and Done, was like a couple of years ago. And of course, now they changed it to daytime, so it's totally screwed me up. I was looking forward to that one at night.
Yeah, my first 5K ever on Disney property was a race for the Cure, and it was through the Animal Kingdom. It was a Susan Coleman race, and it was really fun. It was really fun and got me hooked. So that's
so
the
Mike,
5K.
What's the date of that one?
Friday, November 4th at 6:30 in the morning.
Oh, boy.
There will also be on that particular day, Friday, November 4th and Saturday, November 5th, there will be the Run Disney Kids races, and they will be at the New Balance Track and Field Complex, and they'll have dashes and one-mile runs for the kids, so that should be fun.
Carissa always likes that one.
Yeah. I won't go into the expo because the expo is probably the same as all the other expos. We want to get right into the other races.
I would like to say that Saturday, November 5th, Tom Kreider, our friend and MEI Mouse Fan Travel agent, is holding a Mickey Milers Wine and Dine meetup. So even if you're not a Mickey Miler, I'm sure that he won't mind if you are there. So they're going to meet at Tutto Gusto at Epcot at 4:30 to 5:30 p.m. And sounds like there will be some wine and cheese. And so
it have to be, right?
Yeah, definitely. I love Tutto Gusto. So if you are a Mickey Miles podcast fan, we won't be there, but we will send our able-bodied representative, Tom Kreider.
Very nice.
Yeah.
To this weekend, they are adding a Disney Wine and Dine 10K. And
yeah,
that will be very similar to the 10K that we have all run in January and in other times of the year. It's basically through Epcot and around Epcot, and it should be fun. I believe that is being held on Saturday, November 5th, and it's part of the Lumiere's two-course challenge, because if you run the 10K and the half, you get a special medal. And again, this is basically, these are all inaugural races, because they have switched, Run Disney has switched the time of these races from night to morning, although we didn't have a 10K at night. So, and of course, we have the half marathon. Michelle, would you like to talk about that?
Did we talk about the 10K?
We talked about the 10K. It goes through. It's the basic 10K that we've all run. Yes.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, through Epcot.
Sorry, I was looking at the information about the meetup. So I'm interested to hear from both of you. I've done this many, many times, including the inaugural one. It's definitely gone through some growing pains, including management of the crowd, weather, and things like that. I'm interested to hear, Chris, you had mentioned that you were kind of disappointed that it wasn't nighttime.
Yeah.
Would you go again to this as a daytime half marathon?
I don't know. You know, the fun of going the original time was because it was something different from us. For us, it was going at nighttime. So, you know, we've done daytime races, and there are other themes that I prefer. You know, I'd rather do the Star Wars or do something else along that vein. It'd be interesting, though, if they're going to still do what they've done in the past, which is greet you at the finish line with a glass of wine. Whereas now you're running
in the morning.
Yeah, I was going to say now it's like a little bit of different feel. I don't know. I don't know if I would spend the money to go down there for the wine and dine theme. I liked it because it was nighttime. So
I hear Mike? A lot of people are undeterred. They still want to go do it. Mike?
Yeah, I think that this offers an interesting dilemma because they intend to have a post-race party. And we all know that when you are running a race in Walt Disney World, especially something like a half marathon, you're getting up between 2 and 3. You want to get to the starting area, the gathering area, you want to get to the corrals and everything. And it's a long morning. So going to the post-party, to me, is going to be a challenge because that's a long, long day.
So where is the post party? So the post race party is actually at nighttime, though.
That's what I mean.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, so people can go take a shower. That's kind of nice. Actually, that's kind of nice because people, you know, having done it before, sometimes you're all sweaty and hot
and slow.
So yeah, I kind of like that idea.
I think that what will happen is that there will be a lot of runners that will be taking a nap in the afternoon.
Yeah.
That's what I would be doing.
One of the big things last time that I did it was people getting their gear and then having to go through the gear check to get back into Epcot and then walking all the way around to World Showcase. So now you really don't have to bring any gear if you don't want to. So what is the description of the post party say, Mike?
Well, before we get into that, we should talk about the course for the half marathon. The half marathon, it's just the same. It's the same course as we've seen in the past, where we start off at World of Sports and we end up at Epcot. So that we just wanted to bring that to everyone's attention. It's not any difference in the course.
So do you have any desire to do that one?
I think that it's kind of, well, you know, I think I don't think I've ever, well, we have done that in the morning, right? We have done that during the day.
What?
That course? Have we?
No.
I remember doing it in the day for some reason.
The nice thing about this course is it's three parks, right?
Why do I remember? Oh, we did that for the Dark Side.
Oh, right.
Of course, for the Dark Side. So this race is, the post-race party is on Sunday, November 6th at night. During the morning will be the half marathon. It will be taking place, of course, at the Epcot International Food and Wine Festival. The time is going to be from 10 to 1, and of course, the location is Epcot, and it should be fun. It's probably going to be a lot better than in the past because everybody will be fresh. Everybody will be able to enjoy the party, and what's very exciting for those who work at Walt Disney World is that it's over at 1. It's not over at 4. Remember last year, Michelle, we were there till 4? So, so that should be good. It's early entry, so let's see. How much is the ticket?
What are they going to do that? Are they going to give you like a little badge or a wristband?
Probably a wristband. The ticket price for the post-race party at Epcot, it's 3 hours and it's $79.
Oh, come on.
Yes, $79. So,
the thing is, though, I remember when I went a few years ago, you would go through and they gave you a couple of tickets to get free items. Like you got like three items or something like that you could try, and the rest you had to pay for. So you got to pay like almost $80 and then pay for food and drink while you're there?
Well, you get a, I think you get a $10
right,
gift card.
Right. But yeah, whatever.
Yeah. So I think that's just to get in. So yeah, if you're geez, if your family was going in with their, it's
the
a $15
door charge
gift
is crazy.
Card. Yeah. Wow. So anybody, oh you know, and it's not like, I don't know, in the past, not all the carts have been open. So,
correct.
So it's not like you have full access to it. So I don't know why I wouldn't just want to go in with my family and buy a regular park ticket for the day. But I guess, you know, I guess you could save money if you, the runner, just use that as your park admission. And then I don't think any rides are going to be open. But
so the fee for the half marathon is $190. So if you take 79 off of that, it's
but that's just park admission, as Chris said. That's not even food.
But I mean that yeah. that's pretty. I know.
Well, that means $15 worth of food. But what's that for food and wine? Not
so,
much.
Anyways, that might be something I may want to do some year if I have to decide between Avengers and, of course, the big draw for me would be Wine and Dine. And
I'm really missing the food and wine this year. I mean, it's something I really really enjoy. So.
Oh. Mm. There's always next year.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so...
Oh, well, I hope people post on our Facebook page and tell us how the race was, and I hope people are going to be posting and sharing everything that they do.
So with the last 10 to 15 minutes left, I have a little opportunity for Michelle, you, and Chris. I have these... things a few thoughts I've written down, and I'd like your opinion on some of these things, and some of them involve Run Disney, some of them involve the Walt Disney World Resort, and basically,
Chris, are you nervous yet?
Am I nervous?
When Mike goes off devising lists on his own, I don't know.
Yeah, I get worried
a
little bit.
I think the listeners and you guys will enjoy this. It's basically a question of giving you a choice, and I want you to defend or talk about your choice. And Chris, I'm going to start off with you.
Rip the baby in half.
Rip the baby. Yeah, okay.
Go ahead, let's hear it. Bring it on.
Okay, so if you were going to ride the Haunted Mansion and you could choose from one of these three celebrities to ride with you,
mm-hmm.
or characters,
yeah,
which one would you choose?
That does sound vaguely familiar.
It does vaguely familiar, doesn't it? Would you choose A, Alice Cooper, B, Elvira, or C, Lurch from the Addams Family?
You rang? Lurch has got to be it. Come on. I mean,
I would choose Lurch, except for he would take up all the space in the Doom Buggy, so I would choose Cousin It.
Yeah, but I'm tiny.
I'm going to say Cousin It.
Oh, there you go. Although Elvira's pretty nice to look at, so I could always just... But we'll be in the dark, so it doesn't matter.
What about you, Mike?
I think I would ride with Elvira.
Oh. Because
she would have some snarky kind of comments. Uh-huh. Lurch would not talk much. Alice Cooper, I've never been an Alice Cooper fan, so Elvira would be...
Okay.
You rang.
Okay, Michelle, I'll give you the first shot on the next one. If you could change one thing in one of the following race weekends, which of these three weekends would you pick and what would you change? You ready?
Mm-hmm.
You have to change one thing.
Got it. One thing to change.
In either the Princess Half Marathon weekend, the Avengers race weekend, or the Star Wars Light Side weekend, which I believe is in Anaheim. Right? Yep.
Yep.
I haven't done that, so I don't know what I would change in that. I would change the Princess, and I would make it the fields greatly reduced the way it used to be, so it's a much smaller race. That's what I would choose.
Chris?
I'd have it on the East Coast.
Ah, good one.
Hmm. Okay.
What about you, Mike?
Well, because I haven't been to any on the West Coast. I haven't been to. So
this is easy. I would make the Star Wars race at night. Mm. That's what I would do.
Yeah.
Okay, Chris, you are next with this one.
All right.
I'm going to give you a choice. You can return one of these attractions to Walt Disney World. All right?
Mm. Okay.
The first one in Disney's Hollywood Studios, Superstar Television. Or in Epcot, Food Rocks. Or
Veggie Fruit.
Again, also in...
Does Michelle get to sing along with you?
Also in Epcot, The Wonders of Life Pavilion Updated. Which of those three would you return?
Oh, man. I have a place in my heart for Wonders of Life just because I remember when the kids were really little, we took them on that, what was that, you know, the miniaturization.
Body Wars.
And so just for that, I think I would rebring that one back and step it up a bit. Michelle?
Thanks. So what was that called?
Food Rocks.
Food Rocks, yes. I enjoyed that. That was really fun. That had a Muppet sort of feel to me.
What would you want, Mike?
What would you want, Mike?
Mike, what do you want?
There's no doubt that 90% of those who are listening would agree with me that it would be Superstar Television, because the guests got to get involved in it, and it was never the same. Two shows were never the same. It was great. If you've never seen Superstar Television, I suggest you go onto YouTube and look for it. It's just great.
Hmm.
All right, let's go with another Run Disney one. And Chris, you'll be first on this one.
Hmm.
Let's see if I can give you a good one. Okay, so we usually have races all year long, but we really don't have one for when Flower and Garden is going on. We could say that it's Star Wars: The Dark Side, but let's say it wasn't. If there wasn't a race during Flower and Garden, do you think, I'm going to give you three choices, and tell me what you think. Should there be continual no races for Flower and Garden? Should there be just one race, or should there be a challenge race? Basically, I'm asking, do you think there should be a race weekend for Flower and Garden?
I would suggest probably having a race, probably to bring in more people, but I maybe theme it as opposed to Flower and Garden. I mean, I don't know if you're going to have a bunch of people wanting to come down to run to, you know, flowers. Like with the food, you know, Food and Wine, you can sort of come in and eat and try new things. So maybe they do the Toy Story race during that time. Or maybe Bug's Life.
Maybe. Michelle, what do you think?
Muppets.
For Flower and Garden?
Oh, I don't know. I don't know what would be good for Flower and Garden. I do like the idea of Bug's Life, but I'm not sure it's a big seller.
I think you could have some kind of an environmental theme, maybe.
Yeah, so what would it be? Wall-E?
Well, I don't know. Just a thought. They've never had a themed...
What about just a general Pixar or something?
They could. Yeah. But they have to connect it to Flower and Garden, and there must be a reason why they haven't done it, so... That's it. Okay, I'm going to have two more for you guys. Okay. And Michelle, you will go first.
Okay.
If they were going to add yet another land to the Disney's Animal Kingdom, okay, and you were the person to make this decision, which of these three themed lands would you give your blessing to? One, a land that was devoted to dinosaurs. B, a land that
they
was dissolved.
Have a land that's
no, I don't believe they do.
Okay.
B.
Isn't it called Dino Land?
I don't think.
Okay.
No. I mean a real thing, not Coney Island. Okay. So you say dinosaurs?
No. I didn't hear I'm asking.
And let me ask it again.
Okay.
You've got Disney and Animal Kingdom, and you're going to add one of three lands, and you have the say as to which one.
Yeah.
A, would it be? Let me give you all three before you. Okay.
Sorry.
A. A land devoted to dinosaurs and special dinosaur attractions. B, a land devoted to mythological creatures of the past. And C, a land devoted to cryptoid animals.
Mike, what's a cryptoid animal?
A cryptoid animal.
Chris? Okay.
You know what that is, right, Chris?
Chris, what's a cryptoid animal?
All right, let me see.
Do I have to just say this in the form of a question?
Liam, what's a cryptoid animal?
A cryptoid animal would be, let me see, like the Loch Ness Monster.
Oh.
A cryptoid animal would be something that, like the Loch Ness Monster.
The Yeti and...
The Abominable Snowman. The Chuka...
Chupacabra.
Chupacabra. Thank you. So, in other words, it would be, they're not dinosaurs, they're not mythological characters, they're modern-day mythological characters.
Which so far as you know.
Yeah.
None of those appeal, sorry, Mike.
So you wouldn't
The
want...
second one sounds more like Avatar land to me. I think there already is a dinosaur land. They could just enhance that one. So I guess the science part of me would be maybe an enhanced dino land.
Okay, that works. All right. That works.
If
Chris,
I have to say.
Chris, what about you?
I like the idea of mythological creatures. I like the idea of dinosaurs, dragons, and you know, all those kind of different creatures from our past. I enjoy that kind of stuff. And plus, I would think it'd kind of do a little battle with Harry Potter land over at the... Universal,
if done well.
Yeah, I think if I had a choice, it would be mythological creatures, because I know that they had plans to put something called Beastly Kingdom in there, and I'm still waiting for that.
It's even on the side out front, right? Don't they have like a dragon?
One of the icons that they started off with had a Beastly Kingdom, had a dragon with wings, and I'm still waiting for that to happen. Some 15 years later. Okay, so the last question I have, and this is the toughest one of all. The toughest one of all. You ready, Chris?
Boxers.
You have you have the opportunity to bring back one of these three things to the Walt Disney World Resort. It's all on your shoulders, and you make the final decision, okay?
I'm the CEO.
You're the CEO. This is for 2017. You can bring back one of these three. Now, listen very closely. Number one, you can bring back the Tower of Terror 10-mile race weekend and also make it a challenge weekend, okay? Number two, you can bring back the Lights of Wonder in Epcot. And number three, you can bring back the Osborne Dancing Lights.
Oh, my God. Wow. I think it's got to be Osborne. I think that one... Again, I mean, I love the lights, you know, on that walkway up to in Epcot. I like the idea of the Tower of Terror having another night race. But, yeah, I'm going to miss those Osborne lights. Michelle?
Oh, Osborne. All the way. All the way. Love that.
I think that we have to look at this as... non-runners, I think that most runners might say Tower of Terror, but then again, most runners like the Osborne Lights. So I think the Osborne Lights definitely would be number one, and I think would fall. I think Lights of Wonder would follow right behind it, and then the Tower of Terror. I think that the Osborne Lights, for some reason, I feel that they're going to make a comeback, but we'll see. I know that it won't be this year, and I know that we've got Jingle Bell, Jingle Bam. At the studios to replace the Osborne Lights, but I think that there's a lot of people who are going to say, you know, we want the Osborne Lights back. So anyways, that was some thoughts that I had, that I'd throw them in. A little bit of Disney, a little bit of Run Disney, and...
You're out of control.
I'm out of control.
Crazy.
So thank you very much, you two, for all your candid responses, and I would love to see what our listeners think of and with some of these questions, and so the conversation... should continue on Facebook. And so for Chris Aliopoulos and for Michelle Scribner-McLean, this is Mike Scopa saying, we'll see you on the road and in the parks.
The Mickey Miles Podcast is brought to you by MEI Travel and Mouse Fan Travel, who will handle your family vacation, reunion, honeymoon, corporate incentive trip, or getaway as if it were their own, bringing premium service and expert advice to help you get the most out of your vacation dollar. Visit them at mei-travel.com or mousefantravel.com.
We hope you enjoyed listening to today's episode of the Mickey Miles and More podcast. If you would like to support the podcast, please go to mickeymiles.podbean.com and click the green Become a Patron button in the upper right-hand corner of the menu bar. We thank you for your support. Don't forget, our discussion continues on Facebook at facebook.com/mickeymilespodcast. You can also follow us on Twitter at twitter.com/mickeymilespod. Last of all, don't forget, if you have any questions for us, you can send them to questions@mickeymilespodcast.com, and we'll try to answer them as soon as possible. For all of us here at the Mickey Miles and More podcast, this is Rick Gregg saying thanks for listening and all your support. And until next time, we'll see you on the road.